Blog Talk Radio.
WAMRDB, the women's station, the new look and feel of radio.
Gentlemen, WAMRDB, that's right, it's the meeting in the ladies' room this evening. Tonight it's going to be featuring, what we're doing is featuring the indie artists, that's right, the indie artists in the house, and it's the ladies, of course, on the ladies' station with my producer, Karima, on the line, and we got the one and only Jaina Blackwell in the house. Jaina, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. We're also shortly going to have the one and only Miss Paige Ellis will be calling in shortly. But we're going to turn things over to Miss Jaina and Karima. Karima, how you doing out there this evening, girl? She's working hard.
All I can say is I got my glasses this week. It was a mess. It was a mess last week. Blind as a bat. I was at Goodwill before they opened the door. The African guy came to the door. I'm like, oh, yeah, they said you were coming. I said, open the door because I can't see. He says, oh, you drive that big car, you can't see. I said, damn right. You better give it to me. I'm blind as a bat. I need these bifocals. You know what? It's something about needing something. Y'all listen to Jaina, tell me this is right. Until you need something, that you don't pay attention to it. You be like, you know. Well, look, run out of it. See what happens. You lose your damn mind. Lose your mind, for real. For you all that got men in y'all lives complaining all the damn time about he this, he that. Let his ass really leave and find out what happened. Jaina will be writing all sorts of songs for him, won't you, Jaina?
Did you hear Jaina? She said, won't you be writing all kind of songs, won't you?
But that is so true. Just like I was looking for my headphones today, and I passed by those headphones like at least 4 or 5 times in the last 2 days. And then, of course, when I actually needed them, like right now, I swear I can't remember what headphones. Like, I can see them sitting there. I just don't remember where I saw them sitting, you know. But anyway.
Just mad. Don't know what to do with your damn self. On the phone calling me, telling girl, write a song. This Negro, and let's hear with that white woman. Write a song, girl. Write a song. You remember, y'all remember when Michelle thought that Obama was cheating on him with that white girl you know, the little Kennedy girl. And then he mysteriously ended up with that busted lip. You remember that? He missed the basketball. You know, Michelle knocked the shit out of his ass. You know, exactly. I know, I'm trying to tell you. I'm going to leave y'all alone. I'm done.
Don't mess with a mad black woman. We got all types of ethnicities on the phone tonight. And that's tuning in, but don't mess with a mad black woman, boy, I'm telling you.
You seen that picture? Picture I put up on Facebook with Andrew Fancy burns up old boy shit. All his stuff was burnt up. Everything, the BMW, everything. And she had on her robe and didn't break a sweat. Did you see her in her curls? You know, her ears still laid down. Her ears were still, you know, you got to keep them ears laid down. And they did not move. She was done with it. You see when she was smoking a cigarette, like, now what? We can end this move. We ain't even got to do nothing else. This is just to let all y'all big girls know this can happen to you.
And that's right.
I'm sorry, y'all.
You're right.
I'm done.
You're right. No, that's why we call it meeting in the ladies' room, because it's like we kick back, we chilling, you know, we just having a good time, and we just shooting the breeze and shooting you know what. So just kick back, listeners, and enjoy yourself. We're going to be taking calls shortly, but right now we're going to focus on our artist, which is Miss Jana Blackwell. Jana.
Yes.
I know today has been a heck of a day for you, as well as me, because I've had a crazy day today. How are you doing, sister?
I'm actually great now. Yes, I did have one of those days. I had to go, you know, serve time on the plantations, you know, today. So I'm glad to be home, because, you know, according to certain people, you know, slavery was a choice, but, you know, I don't know about that, but, you know, it is what it is. So now I'm glad to be home and in the ladies' room with you all, and I'm looking forward to a great time.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for coming on the show. I was just reading, it's a lot of things about you. I just want to ask a few questions here. Now, when and how old were you when you first started to sing and knew that you started that, had that beautiful voice that you have?
Well, you know,
Excuse me. I'm going to say this, and I'm not going to say nothing else the rest of the night. I don't even know why you ask black women when they learned how to sing. You know we were singing in the choir like at 6 years old. And look, when you need to start changing the choir. When did you start singing professionally? Because everybody was singing in the choir. Don't act like we wasn't doing that little step. I was listening, going back and forth. But you know we be out of room and they be trying to get you moving. Everybody doing a little two-step. I'm just saying. I'm done. I'm
finished
getting
y'all music loaded up. You took those words right out of my mouth because that's where I was headed. But, you know, but it's important to say that because the church, you know, growing up in a black household, the church is where we had our foundation. Not only did I learn how to sing in church, but I also learned about projection, being comfortable singing in front of people. You know, all of that stuff came from my foundation, which was the church, and I'm grateful for that. You know, I'm grateful for moms forcing us to go almost 5 or 6 days a week. You know, there was something going on in the church house, and we just had to be there. And so, you know, I'm truly grateful for that, you know, and also, you know, my mom is a lover of music, and so not only gospel, but she listened to classical, jazz, and of course, R&B and funk, and in the house, and you know, it's just something that was a part of me for as long as I can remember. But singing professionally came along at, I guess you can call me a late bloomer, if you will, and. I didn't even know that I was singing professionally. And, you know, a producer of a Motown Review show was actually the one that actually kind of forced me to do that. And I didn't even know that was called professional singing because basically I was just having fun, you know. I just happened to be getting paid for it. And basically he defined, you know, singing professionally as something that you get paid to do. And so I was like, oh, okay, well, I guess I'm a professional singer now. So, and that's kind of how that all started, you know. It's funny because, you know, whenever I tell people this story, they laugh. But I actually went to a birthday party. It was a karaoke event. And I saw karaoke and I was like, ooh, I'm never doing that, you know what I mean? But after a glass of wine or two, you know, I had a little liquid courage in me, and I picked up the microphone and sang a song, and it's like it happened yesterday, and the karaoke DJ pretty much followed me around the club after that, and basically that's how I got my start singing and performing, because he, just like Ken, wouldn't take no for an answer. And I auditioned to sing background for his show band, and the rest is history.
Oh, wow. Okay. Now, with the Motown Review, what part did you play? Did you play a particular part, or was you singing background or lead?
I was singing background for all of the artists, and even, you know, where there was someone that was sick or something, I was singing what they call shadow singing backstage,
mm-hmm.
Behind the curtains at times. And so I was busy, you know, and I learned so much from that experience. So,
yeah, and that is an experience, because a lot of lead singers that I noticed today, well, even before I start with that, when you said a shadow singer, a lot of times, you know, Chaka Khan, I love her. I love Chaka Khan. But there were some times when Chaka was going through some things in her career. Vesta Williams was her shadow singer.
Yeah.
You know, she would stand behind the curtain,
uh-huh.
and people were thinking it was Chaka, and it was Vesta singing her part.
Mm. And don't we all love Vesta's voice? Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, I actually knew.
I remember, because it was, you know, I really got into background vocals. I was digging it, you know, like at that time, you know, my you know, best thing that could have happened to me in the world would have been to go on tour singing background for somebody. I mean, I was really into it. And so I dove into, you know, finding out about other background singers and how they got their start and whatnot. And it's funny, there's so many of our artists that we praise today that started off as background singers, Luther Vandross, you know, of course, Vesta, you know, Chaka even. I mean, there's just so many, but,
yeah,
you know,
Lisa Fisher,
you know,
yeah.
Yes, exactly. And I think, you know, a lot of people don't understand, you know, that with background, you know, it takes a different skill set to be able to sing,
mm-hmm.
that. It's, you know, you have to sing harmony. You have to be able to watch and listen and follow the lead of the lead singer and fill in where they might, you know, slip up or whatever. But, you know, you're on your toes, and it's fun, it's exciting, and it's something that I learned to love.
Yes, indeed, that's right. And you're telling the truth on that one. And I noticed with a lot of the younger singers these days, and not saying that you're older, but I'm just talking about the young generation that's coming out. Now, they're like, okay, well, I sing. They don't know anything about background. Or if you say, I need you to do a harmony part, they don't know how to harmonize with their vocal. They don't know. And so learning to do background is really important. I think that any singer, any vocalist should take the time out to sing backgrounds and understand, you know, how it goes, the phrasing, the diction, and, you know, of course, the breathing and just, you know, the main thing, doing the harmony. Because what good is if you're just a lead singer, but you haven't had any training in the background?
Yeah, and, you know, it's funny because that just takes me right back to the foundation. You know, although I didn't know that I was being trained properly on how to sing parts and,
mm-hmm.
You know, training my voice, my, you know, direction, my pitch, all of that came from church. All of that.
Mm-hmm.
I never took any professional singing lessons or anything. All of that training came from East Oakland Church of God in Christ. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, we're just, you know, at the time I was just singing for the Lord, not knowing that I was training myself to, you know, sing on all these stages and whatnot. And it's just something that transitioned within me. And it's such a blessing to be able to have, you know, sung under so many people that are huge in the gospel world today. But, you know, in the Church of God in Christ, there's so many gospel artists, or in the church period, gospel. Baptist or Church of God in Christ or whatnot, Pentecostal, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just so many artists that have come through the children's choir, the youth choirs, you know, the state choirs and district choirs,
mm-hmm.
and whatnot. And so I was blessed to be a part of all of that in Oakland. And so that's definitely where I got my training.
Yes, indeed. Now, I see, too, I'm looking here in 2017, the Bay Area Music Awards. You were named the Best Female R&B Performer, Best Urban Female Performer, and Best Neo Soul Performer. Tell me about that. How did you get that nomination?
Oh, my goodness. You know, throughout my career, you know, I could say that I never set out to win any award. And so I had never heard of the Bay Area Music Awards because my focus wasn't there. It was just about having mm-hmm. fun, you know, doing something mm-hmm. that I love to do. But, you know, apparently the ear of the committee was upon your girl. And so they started following me and listening and whatnot. And I started getting nominated for those types of awards in 2013. And so it was a huge honor once again to be voted and honored with the Best Neo Soul Performer from the Bay Area Music Awards. It was huge for me.
Yes, that's a huge period right there. That's an honor. And you were awarded, and I have to recorrect myself, not nominated, but you were awarded that.
Yes. Like I said, it started in 2013. One day I got this email saying that you were nominated, and I was like, what? You know, and just for doing something that I love to do. You know, at the time, singing was one of those things that don't want to say it was a hobby, but it was definitely something that I could escape into, you know, as a young mother, as a working adult, trying to raise my children and provide for my household and whatnot. It was my escape. It was something that was for me, you know, and so that was music for me at the time. So performing with my band and driving around and doing all these shows and whatnot was just something that was fun. It was like, yay, mm-hmm. this weekend I get to go to Sacramento or I get to go to Vegas or whatever. And so I wasn't really focused on winning anyone's award, you know, or any of that. It was just about improving my skill set and learning these songs and getting up and watching the audience feel me as I feel them. You know what I mean? And so mm-hmm. it was just a beautiful time for me. And so here we are.
Now, how did you go about meeting? You're with C-Town Records. Now, C-Town
okay.
Records, is that the same as the Currency Kings Entertainment, or is it not? I'm sorry.
Well, it's two different labels, but we are teamed mm-hmm. up together on this project right now. But with C-Town, I was already a part of Currency Kings Entertainment when Greg Ruggiero of C-Town Records found me. And so it was one of those things where I was not actively seeking any kind of record deal or anything like that. I had went to a music conference, and there was at the end of the conference, there was a showcase, an exchange, if you will, so the artists got to share their music with some industry legends. And there was a Facebook Live of that event, and Mr. Beasley was on the Facebook Live and heard the music and heard the critique of me, which, you know, and then a few weeks later, I got an email from him saying that he'd like to offer me a deal. I had never met him before. I actually had never heard of C-Town Records. And so, you know, it's one of those things where looking back, you know, how, you know, that saying, Jesus is taking the wheel, you know,
mm-hmm.
this thing right here, this music thing has taken me to some places, but I never actually sat down and wrote out a list and said, you know, I want to get this record deal, or I want to do this, or I want to do that. These things have happened, so I believe that there is some divine intervention here. There's a reason, there's a purpose behind, you know, where this thing is heading me. So basically, I always say this, I'm just riding this wave, and wherever this thing is taking us, I'm willing to ride it, and, you know, I'm just allowing God to steer that wheel for me, you know, and it's a huge opportunity. It's a blessing. It's just something. It's a passion of mine. You know, music drives me every single day, and to be able to
yeah.
share that with everyone and experience these new things along the way, hearing my song on the radio, what, you know, and
right.
having a label exec seek me out online. I mean, who, I think there are times when people fantasize about being discovered, you know, in a way. But this experience right here has taught me a lot about faith and hope and what, you know, just being humble and what following your passion or your dreams can lead you with some work. You know, I'm not going to say that I just sat back in an easy chair and, you know, all this thing has come to me, but it was definitely a motivation to be able to push harder. When you have someone that's pulling for you that you don't know, someone that's pulling for you that doesn't know your struggle, doesn't know your life story, but believes in you, it makes you want to push harder. It makes you want to focus. It makes you want to drive, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I know. I definitely understand that. Live that every day. I don't know what I would do. You know, someone asked me, well, Demonica, if you was to ever lose your voice, what would you do? And I just love music so much. It really made me think. And so now I'm really focusing on learning how to play different instruments. Like, I played lead guitar for about 6 years, but I wasn't coordinated to play and sing at the same time. So I put the guitar down. That is one thing that I regret, that I didn't stick with that. But now that I'm older, you know, I'm willing to be more open to learn more about the music, not only as far as performing it, but being in the management side. Now, I noticed here that you are also the president of the label, well, Currency Kings Entertainment. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, it is. Wow. And you
now,
know,
tell me more about Currency King Entertainment. Yes.
And so
after I won the
Bay Area Music Award, I met Kenneth Christian, who is the founder and CEO of Currency Kings Entertainment. It's an indie record label. And I met him, and I hadn't recorded anything. And he basically, I guess, took an interest in me and my voice or whatnot. And he kept asking me questions like, so are you going to sing other people's music the rest of your life, or are you going to, have you ever thought about recording, or, you know, any of that? And I was like, well, yeah, but, you know, I'm a late bloomer, you know, I'm not a Beyonce, I'm not any of them, I'm not trying to be that, you know what I mean? And he was, he was like, you know what, why don't you just try it? And, I mean, if anything, you could just say that you tried it, you have the song with your name on it, and then you could walk away if nothing happens. And so after we recorded the first song, and then we sat and we started talking about the business side, and basically he just said, you know, here you are. I'm going to make you a partner in this thing. So he named me president, then he named me the first lady of the label. And, you know, he and I have been pushing out music ever since, his music. Of course, music that he's written for me, or music that he and I have written together. And then we're slowly starting to bring on other artists under the umbrella to share what we're learning and what we're experiencing with them. And, you know, shout out to Ken, because, you know, even though it was one of those things that was in my mind, in the back of my mind, I never voiced it, and he saw that within me and pushed me, like literally, drug me, like, okay, June 25th, what are you doing? And I was like, I don't know. He was like, okay, well, we're going to the studio. You know what I mean? And it was just like that.
Right.
And so I'm very grateful for that.
And that makes a difference when you have someone in your corner, you know, that's telling you you need to do that. Because sometimes we get a little bit lazy. You know, and then him being persistent, and he pushed you, and look where you are now. I mean, you're doing wonderful things. I'm just looking here. That's My Song. Came in at a strong number 10 position on the UK Top 20 Soul Beat Radio Soul and Dance Chart, and quickly climbed to number 5 and was featured in the Emerging Artist Spotlight, a Papa D's Instant Replay Showcase. Have you interviewed with these radio stations that's been overseas as well?
Yes, I'm starting to take on more interviews, and it is just amazing. You know, that is our first single that we're pushing worldwide, and for it to be embraced like that in the UK is huge. I mean, you know, they're not only playing that song, they're playing some of the other songs as well, and, you know, it's just amazing to me. And so
it's like I was saying earlier, you know, we went into the studio just to have fun and to record
mm-hmm.
the music, and now look at it, you know, and so it's just a huge blessing. And so I'm looking forward to, you know, continuing to record as long as I can, and we're just riding this wave, like I said, you know?
Yeah. And one thing I can say, audience, listeners, you know, with the UK, a lot of people think that the UK is like, oh, well, they only listen to this type of music, which is pop or, you know, ambient music. R&B and soul
mm-hmm.
music is huge overseas.
Yes,
they love our music so much that, I mean, Debbie Duncan was on our show about a week ago. Where she didn't
Demonica.
Yes.
Demonica. You about to stop breathing. Calm down. Okay.
So,
you need to quit it.
Listen.
She about to lose it. Breathe.
I'm all right. Look at this girl.
Okay,
I'm
so excited.
You need to calm down. I am excited because the UK does show you more love than sometimes here in the States. That's the truth.
Yeah.
I'm reading her information. I mean, it's phenomenal. But that's what I'm saying. Italy, when I did my house record, my song was bigger overseas than it was here in the U.S. So I know that's a great feeling. Have you had a chance to travel overseas yet?
Not yet, but I just got my passport at the beginning of the year. I'm preparing for that because you're not the first person who has asked me that. And a lot of the DJs are sending me messages and whatnot about coming over to the UK, and I'm so looking forward to that, especially, you know, after winning the 2017 Groundbreaking People's Choice Award. It's like since then, it's like click, 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 everybody's asking, you know, and so that, I guess, will be my next little venture is to go off and do. Now, the live performances, that's what makes me tick. I love that. So I'm looking forward to going over there and whatnot. But, yeah, they do really love soulful R&B music. Man, oh, man. Yeah. There's so many radio stations.
And I'm sorry. They love them some black women, honey. Go on, say it. Y'all scared. Y'all got somebody. But I said, y'all, everybody skipping around it. They love them Italian men. Love them some chocolate, baby. I can
yes,
see it now. Y'all just beating around some, oh, this nigga's listening right now. I can't say shit like that because I know I can't go nowhere. But I'm telling y'all, now, boy, we get over there and act like goddesses, honey. I heard they suck your toes and everything.
Ooh,
anything,
Lord.
Honey. So I'm sorry. I just had to say y'all beating around the bush because
no,
I know they standing around there listening. Yeah, I know they both standing around there listening. Mm-hmm.
You're telling
well,
the truth, because that's all
I don't
I
have anyone. I don't have anyone that's listening like that for me. I'm very much single, and if that's the case, if they love us some chocolate, okay, we'll let them
yes,
love
they
some
do.
Chocolate. You know what I'm saying?
That's well, maybe that's the Monica. No, she can't go back there tomorrow because she's supposed to be going over there. But right, her husband ain't taking it.
Well, here you go, behave yourself. Mr. Ronnie,
I'm sorry. Can we go to break for just a second? I want to listen to some of her music.
Right, so we're going to take a short pause for the calls. You're listening to WAMRDB, Meeting in the Ladies' Room. We'll be right back, so y'all stick and stay.
Radio on, 'cause this music sounds the same. People lost touch with soul R&B. Disappointment got me shaking my head. This house is not a home. Good love, what's really going on? Got this watered down R&B. No midnight love on BET. Missing the sounds of that old school R&B. This new trend got me shaking my head. I need a sound that can soothe.
relationships nowadays, the love is not the same. Throwing lies and running from the truth, tense and afraid of commitment, loyalty. We're only human, yes, we make mistakes. Leave the pain in the past. Bury regret. Negative brings misery, and being alone brings the shame. Missing the sounds of that old school R&B. This new trend got me shaking my head. I need a sound that can soothe my mind. I'm in my cool. The art of soul music really seemed to disappear. No making love songs, they'll offer quality. Food for thought, I'm clear in my mind. They come and go, been through a lot, yes, I'm thankful, so it's really hard pushing through these doors, difficult. I'm gonna make it, there's no stopping me now, based on them old school sounds like part-time lover, all this love, if this world was mine, good love been good to me, good love been good to me, missing the sounds of that old school R&B. New trend got me shaking my head. I need a sound that can soothe my mind. I'm in my cool. The art of soul music really seemed to disappear. No making love songs, they'll offer quality. Food for thought, I'm clear in my mind. Cause I'm in my
where's the tampons? Oh, here we are. Okay, now look at that. And that's just regular.
So that's $12. What would you spend that $12 on if you didn't have to spend it on this?
Something to eat. I think that's ridiculous, and I think it's too bloody expensive. There's people who can't afford it out there. I would use toilet paper wrapped up. At one time, I used to stick cotton balls on me, and I got an infection. And if I did get my hand on one tampon, I would keep it up there as long as I could. If I didn't have any of those, I'd take a lot of old socks and stuff them inside each other. And if worse came to worst, to get me to somewhere where I knew I could get a tampon, I would take a newspaper. And so I would like roll it up like this, but then you have to cup it so when you bleed, it doesn't roll off. And I used to get a lot of rashes because of seeing the corners of the paper. It would like dig into me. And then if I could get a hold of some toilet paper, I would wrap it around it. And then I take it and put it on the underwear and put it on. I really find it's way too expensive. Even now that I can afford it sometimes, it's still way too expensive.
I have seen gods fly. I've seen men build weapons that I couldn't even imagine.
Uh-huh.
I've seen aliens drop from the sky.
Yes. Yeah.
But I have never seen anything like this. How much more are you hiding?
Hola. Let's go. Go.
My son, it is your time.
Show me my respect and bow down.
You get to decide what kind of king you are going to be. Don't freeze.
I never freeze.
The revolution will not be televised.
Show me my respect. And bow down. We own ya. We own ya. We only get you started now. Cause we own ya. Everybody think they know me now. Cause we own ya. You and not my homie. Cause we own ya.
I waited my entire life for this. The world's gonna start over.
I'ma burn it all.
What happens now determines what happens to the rest of the world.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out.
What's going on forever?
The revolution will not be televised.
Let's have some fun.
The new look and feel of radio.
Yes, we're back with the meeting in the ladies' room. That's right, with WAMRDB. This is D Fly, and we got the one and only Miss Jana Blackwell on the line with my producer, Karima. How y'all doing?
Wakanda
girls?
Forever! Wakanda forever! Wakanda forever! Wakanda forever! So I be smashing shit everywhere. They be like, you know you're gonna get sued. Sue me. Sue me. Wakanda forever. Did you see? Did y'all listen? Y'all seen that when that random was running? And I mean, the dudes that got out, the women that went to war, and the men staying at home killing, rolling up blunt. Then he come up with like, y'all, let's go down here and just, you know, just go out here and just kill some people. Then he come down running down with the rhino, and she ain't moved. Y'all remember that? The rhino stopped and licked the baby, licked the woman on her face, and said, "Mom, I ain't had nothing to do with this shit. He made me do it." And when he popped up there, and y'all remember, and that's what I said about a black woman, that look that she gave him, he said, "Baby, my love, would you have killed me?" And what did she say? All in one, we all came together in agreement and said, hell yeah. All right, then. All right, I'm just saying, Wakanda forever, regardless what you say. A sister. Okay, the rhino was like, I am not playing with you. You doing too much, man. I don't know you like this. And break. And just lick her face like, okay. Mom, let me tell you what this Negro was doing. He was talking about, let's do war. And I was not trying to do all of that. And then you notice when he got to his feet, they said, uh-oh. All his other friends dropped their swords and said, well, Mama home, we got to stop playing now. I'm just saying. All right.
Oh, my God. I love this show because we just, Karima be crazy and we just have a good time. Like I said, we just have fun with it. That was a good movie, though. I can watch that movie over and over. Man, that's a deep movie, too. That's a good movie there.
Yes.
To finally have, how many years it took for us to have a black hero?
Girl, and then they came back with that little weak Captain America. Tell you, anybody go see that? I went to see it.
No, I went to see it.
Girl,
was it good?
They just wish. You know what? Didn't nobody sit up in the seat until the sisters and the brothers came walking out? Okay, that was it. Whatever. I'm like, really? You know they had to kill him off. You know.
Yeah.
I ain't got nothing to say. It ain't. They can't grow. They. I'm sorry. It's spoiler alert. They had to. They ain't dead. They just vaporized. They could have been anywhere after that. You know. You know. In other people's hot lives, we gonna come back as I ain't gonna say nothing crazy. Let me shut up. All right. But anyway.
Well, yeah, but
Janae,
you know that's crazy because we finally got a movie, and you know how many well, he made it past how many millions? Did it hit the billion spot, or was it? I mean, but it was the most highest.
It was a billion and some change.
That's what I
said. Wow. It was a billion.
Amazing.
The most highest paid movie, from my understanding. Am I correct?
I believe
so. I know
so.
They've been talking about it, but then they, you know, then all of a sudden it was hush, hush. You know, they didn't hear nothing. And like you said, now they had to kill him in this movie. Now I'm upset about it because I was going to go see it. I don't want to see that. Let's kill him off now. That's crazy. But we still going to the bank, though, ain't we?
That's right. That's right.
We still
going
to the bank.
I took mine to see it two times. So.
Yeah.
Well, I seen it three times and I only paid one time. Mine. I just walked around the movies. Them people don't say nothing to me. I just think it's so crazy. Them kids know not to say nothing to me. I just wonder. I just wonder through the whole day. From movie theater to movie theater. Hey, you know, that's that fat lady going right over past. You come in that little shrimp old lady. Like, don't say nothing to her. She's pretty much the same. I go right to the next movie. I go to that matinee that's $6 movie.
You better stop counting on yourself.
$6 movie.
I know a lot of people.
Right. And I'm black. I ain't got no money. A $6 movie. I walk in there at 9:00 a.m. and I leave when the first shift walk out at 6. Okay.
See you next week.
That's that girl crazy. No, but yeah, that was something else. Oh,
now,
man.
I know, Janae, before
yes.
You made it now, and you said you a mom, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yes, honey. Out here, they have the discount movie days on Sundays and Tuesdays. And, you know, Sundays after church, the kids load up. We have our bag full of snacks, and we do the movie thing. What movie you going to go see? I want to go see this one. I want to go see this one. Okay, meet me back here at this time, and we're going to go to see it. Hey, we hear y'all do that, you know? It is what it is.
Black folks. We black women. What
that's
you
right. You
got to
make it work.
Yeah, whatever, honey. What, you... Everybody came up. We all stopped at Family Dollar or Walmart. Y'all better get y'all
right.
A dollar box of candy because it's all y'all finna get. Right, Janae?
Okay.
Ain't nobody playing with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, we would go to the dollar store and, you know,
yeah.
Hook it up. And we would
yeah.
Use like a diaper bag or something. It would be full of snacks. We had sandwiches and some Capri Suns, popcorn popped at home, everything. You know, we had to do it all, but... You know, that was a fun time, you know, between my sister and I, we have 8 kids, and, yeah, everybody ate.
Girl, see, 8 kids? Girl,
yes,
I would stop that Popeye's chicken and got that
yeah,
8 piece,
my sister
and everybody would have had 1 piece of chicken and a box of candy. That's all they was getting.
Hello.
Karima beat me to the punch when you said you had it ready before y'all went to the show.
I would never want to fight one of them kids.
You
can see her
eight kids.
The
way
they
were
eight kids. Ziploc baggies and all that going.
Oh, mercy. Oh, Lord. Off my team. Ain't nobody got time. They playing too much. Come on. Over in Atlanta, come on, $21 a ticket. Who y'all talking to? I got right back in my Dodge Charger. I got back in my Dodge Charger and shot my happy ass right back over to DeKalb County. Hello.
$21. What?
I said I'd be damn. I'll spend $7 in gas before I give it to you.
Right. $21. I complain about paying like $14, $15. You talk about $21. That's crazy.
21.
It has gotten to be expensive.
It has.
And that's why we got it on bootleg too. See, we said $1 million at the moot. We ain't even talking about Junebug and them stash milk. You know, them other ones just don't have no money. Everybody sitting around the living room and the man walking past with the popcorn thing. I'm like, don't even worry about it. Y'all just imagine what's happening while he walking through, because we is not going to no movie. And you know how it is, bootleg. They ain't even count that money. Y'all think I'm playing? They ain't even count the other money. And
you know
one thing.
That's
let me just say this. I'm gonna let y'all go. But listen. Notice nobody flinched when they said, "Oh, one guy only got $1 million. The other sister, Angela Bassett, got about what $250,000." Let me tell you something. Every last one of them gave a copy to their cousin Junebug and them. And like, you know what? You know what you need to do. You know you need to bring back one of them dollars. So that's why none of the black actors, you hear nothing about. They say nothing, because they was making their own money. So as soon as they showed, they like, I need to copy that, partner. Let me get a copy of that. You see what I'm saying? We ain't talking about that's the $1 billion in tax money. We ain't talking about the black money that we got from Junebug and them, because Angela Bassett got cousins. You know what I'm saying? And all the rest of them got cousins. And we ain't talking about that money. That's why didn't nobody flinch. They weren't like Monique, who we had on here a few weeks ago, talking about $500,000. I told her, get me $500,000, Monique. I told her when she was on this show, give me them $500,000. I bet you I tell them white folks I'm all right with it. You better pay your mortgage. Gotta go, y'all.
Yes, and we had Monique on the show here. I mean, we've had some phenomenal guests on the show. You know, that's why I said, I'll take mine. I'm just curious. So Angela Bassett only got $250,000 for that.
I think, don't quote me. I'm just saying. That's why ain't nobody said nothing, because at the premiere, everybody gets a free copy. Junebug and them, Pookie and all of them were standing outside. They like, you know what you need to do. They went and got they went and got 400 CDs. You know what I'm saying? And they made they sold them $5 in the hood. You know what I'm talking about.
Well,
and
you
if you wanted to get
that,
the other one, you can get 3 for $5. Was it 3 for $8?
No, I'm just
y'all know what I'm talking about. See, I'm the only one. Y'all look. I am not the only one. Okay, go ahead. Act like y'all all stuck up and don't know no better. I ain't the only one doing that bootleg trip.
Right. Well, the reason why I said that, because I was just curious, like the person who wrote this movie, are they African American or what?
Yes.
They black too. Yeah.
It's from Oakland.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Okay. All right. Well, getting
she got a free. You could. Hey, look, she got a free CD too. Not cool. She is with it. They from Oakland. Janae was like, I ain't gonna say nothing since I'm a celebrity.
I got my copy
too.
I got my copy. Yeah, I got my fire stick. What you think? That's the best thing that ever happened. Yeah, but getting back to the show now, because we have another person that's gonna be on the show now, another guest. Dana, the song that we played right before commercial, I believe Karina said it was What About That? Is that correct?
It's called Am I Cool? And
Am I Cool? Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That's the one that she played on the break. Yeah, I like that.
Thank you.
Feeling that one. Yeah.
Thank you.
Because you just sent that to me this evening, so I didn't get to, you know, we put it on, and I like that. Who was that singing with you or the other party?
That was all me, and
that
you know,
was all
we,
you?
We, yes, I did all the parts in the song, and so we recorded all of those separately, you know, but yeah, it was fun. It was written and produced by Kenneth Christian, and
all right,
the song is it's like a love story, if you will, to R&B. Some people think it's about a man or, you know, a relationship, but it's not. It's just basically talking about missing that foundation, if you will, that old school R&B that we all love and miss on the airwaves. And so it's just talking about bringing that back, you know?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I like that. I really like that. And I like that. That's my song. Well, I've been bumping that since you sent it to me.
Thank you.
You know,
thank you so much.
Now, you're in, where are you at? You're in California, but what part again are you in, San Francisco or Oakland?
I'm in Oakland.
Okay. Yeah, I know they're banging that. That's my song at the club. You can't tell me that.
Yeah, they're, you know, they're loving it. It's just amazing, you know. And but Ken knew it all along. He was like, this is going to be the song that they're going to play in the club. And I'm like, okay, yeah, okay, you know, if you say so.
Right.
But once we recorded it and we started, you know, noticing people's reactions, it's just exciting, you know. It's exciting to see people feeling it, you know.
Mhm. Yeah. That's really nice. Tell the people, our listeners, how they can get your material, where they can look you up at.
Okay. Well, you can find me at ctownrecords.com and also at Jaina Sing 2 on all the, you know, social media platforms. And the music is everywhere. It's on Spotify, you know, Amazon, Google Play, and whatnot. And we're looking forward to, you know, meeting you all and interacting with you on the social media sites and whatnot.
Okay. I didn't hear the first one you said, though. You said,
oh, it's
I know
C-Town,
Spotify.
The website, the website is C-Town Records, C as in cattownrecords.com, and you can find links to all the social media sites and whatnot there. There's music posted there as well.
Okay. Okay, well, we're about to drop another one. Just give me 1 second. I'm just trying to see which one we're going to play of yours now. So once again, listeners, you're listening to the one and only Jaina Blackwell in the house, calling from Oakland, California. Yes, indeed. Let me see which one we're getting ready to drop here. So give me 1 second here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Prima's going to have to announce that I'm having some computer glitches going on right at this moment. There we go. One moment here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Prima, we're ready.
Oh, yeah, this is, this is, can't get on my bass. Can't get on my what? And she's looking
my
crack.
Bass.
What is this face?
No, no.
Oh, my bass. We're going to talk about what the
you got some issues, you need to go work that out, on the job every day, and always have a good game plan, can't be dwelling on the past, looking more to the future of doing big things, gotta give it all I got, with all my heart and soul, no half-stepping hesitation, I gotta reach my goal, I see you got some hatred, cause you're lagging on your game, trying to rock like me, but I'm too strong, so stay up
you can't get on my face.
Hey, I'm calling to see how you've been. I know it's been a minute. I've been thinking about you lately, and I want to link up. Try to hit me back if you can. All right.
Told the mother guys I didn't want to. Tried to leave it dead and wide open. When all I want is you. In my wildest dreams.
Radio, the woman station, the new look and feel of radio. We are now syndicated. You can find us on Blog Talk, Mixcloud, SoundCloud, the TuneIn app, YouTube, Spreaker, and Facebook Live. We'll be discussing a wide array of topics such as domestic violence, Me Too, sex trafficking, and health. Check us out on the World Wide Web at www.AtlantaMixRadio.com. Atlanta Mix Radio, the woman station, the new look and feel of radio.
That's right, we're back with Leading in the Ladies Room. Welcome back. This is Dee Fly with Leading in the Ladies Room on WAMRDB. We have the one and only Miss Jana Blackwell in the house calling from Oakland, California. Man, I was just excited to hear that other song that you were playing about the bass. Now, who wrote that? Did you write that song?
Ken Christian wrote that song as well, and it's a very personal song because I was dealing with some female drama, if you will. And I told him the story about it, and he was actually experiencing some of that with me. It's funny how, you know, sometimes we as women can try and tear each other down when we are following our dreams, if you will. And so basically that song is talking about, you know, we're in our own separate lane. So, you know, don't knock me for, you know, doing the things I said I was going to do. You know what I mean? And it is what it is. I think a lot of people, when they hear that song, they think it's about talking about a man and a girl and a guy. You know, you can't get on my base, like first, second, and third base. Mm-hmm. But it's not talking about that. It's really talking about some issues with another female, you know, but we're handling it ladylike and not trying to throw blows or whatnot, but, you know, it is what it is.
Right. Well, I like that. I'm feeling that. Man. And then it sounds like you was hitting some other notes. I'm like, wait a minute, girl.
Yeah, I was feeling that one. That song actually features a very dear friend of mine, Niecy Living Single, here in the Bay Area, another indie artist. And, you know, me, you know, where I'm at, I feel like, you know, as long as I can support my friends and support people that have supported me along the way, that's the name of the game. And she and I had so much fun in the studio on that track. Oh, my God, it was just hilarious. But, you know, we came up with that, and through Ken's vision, you know, we came out with that track, and it was a lot of fun.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that was really, really nice. I like that. And you're keeping it positive. You're saying a message.
Yes.
But, you know, sometimes we get too carried away and just come on out with the B word and say other stuff that we shouldn't be saying, but you guys did it in a different tactic. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have any callers on the line right
there
at this moment? Yeah. You said you still went there?
Yeah, I'm saying we could have went there now, you know, but we chose not to. And I think that the subtle references in the song, you know, stand for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we're going to leave it.
That's right. I was just checking real quick. Do we have any callers on the line right at this moment? Okay. All right. So, yes, but getting back to the show here, we had another guest that was coming on this evening. I don't know, something may have happened to Paige, so we'll have to check with her later. But right now, it's your time to shine, Jana. So tell us a little bit more about you. What do you like to do? What are your hobbies?
Well, of course, you know, of course, music is my thing. I love music. I am a mother. And so, like I said earlier, between my sister and I, we have 8 kids. I have the both. I have 5 children. And so I enjoy sharing this time in my life with them. And I always say that, you know, what drives me, what pushes me are those faces. When I can look at them and see the pride in them, and it helps me to, you know, stay up all hours of the night and do my thing, because I do hold down a job and I am a full-time mom and whatnot. And so, you know, music is my saving grace. I think without it, you know, I might be a different person, but it's an outlet for me. It's it's my therapy. It's that thing, you know?
Right. And what's your?
I got a question.
Mom?
I have a question.
Oh, yeah,
I have a question. So I. Okay. So, I asked you about. Did I ask you about Dusty Muhammad?
No.
The other day.
Oh yes, you did.
You know
did.
Destiny.
Oh yeah, yeah. Last week, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Destiny. Mhm. You didn't run into her, did you yet?
No, I haven't. I've been so caught up in. I've been in and out of the studio and whatnot. You know, we're preparing for a new project, and so been driven, you know, kind of focused. But I'm sure I will run into her very soon.
Boy, when you say the Karima word, just look at her facial expression. It'll tell you everything in one look. Her and her husband.
You know what?
Muhammad.
I already know. I've gotten to know you over these shows, and, you know, I'm going to be tuning in. You are just crazy for real, but I love your realness, and you know, I just love it. So,
man, yeah. I'd have been thrown. Let me tell you something. My family was sending me. I do the business and development for the real company. They threw me out of the Capitol. I was fine with that. They asked me to go down to NASA. They threw my ass right out of NASA. They couldn't wait to call my mom and my sister. They said they took her badge and threw her out of NASA. And my mom was like, what the hell? What'd she do? I don't know, but she... And when we got thrown out the Capitol, Nadine, they don't trust me. So anytime I travel, I have to travel with one of the board members. So they don't trust me too well. And so I looked up, and they had threw me out the Capitol. And I told them folks, I've been thrown out of better places than this.
Oh, my goodness, I'm getting the visual.
Yes. Stupid. And all Nadine could do was just get in that BMW, and she told me don't say shit. And she admitted, don't cuss. She said, don't say shit until we get over the promise. And until we get over the river. Don't say nothing, because I was doing good the whole time. It was the last day of the conference.
Mm-mm.
All right, that was it. I had enough.
She's going to come in. I told her she needed to be a comedian. She in the wrong field. No, it's good that we're doing the radio show, but she needs to be a comedian for real.
Uh-huh.
I agree, but what I like about
it is not that. I am certifiable. Yeah. I take that blue and white pill every morning. I ask the psychiatrist, I said, do you really think I need the pill? And they said, well, don't you think you do? I said, well, no, not really.
Oh, my goodness.
No, I think you probably do. So I just take the blue and white pill every morning faithfully. Everyone. Then they want to give me the baby blue pill. I said, I don't eat that baby blue pill. Are you sure? I said, yeah, I'm going to act right. I don't need it. I'm going to be good. but I feel like that. I like that joint you, man. I like that joint you put out. That is
Thank you.
You all doing some real neo-soul stuff. You know,
yes.
And I'm loving that. I mean, it's all, you know, you can feel the harmonic vibration, you know, coming from out of the song and allowing people to kind of flow through it and kind of drift through the journey that you're trying to project in those songs that you have. And I'm like real deep into, you know, a lot of stuff. I might be a little wacky on one side, but, you know, I'm kind of deep on the other. But you know, it all balances out. It does. It has its insanity. Like today, girl, let me tell you, the Monica mama mama called me. You know what she said? Mama said, Mama said, I was reading on what I had posted on Facebook about the Lord, Isaiah 52:2, right? And the next thing, I'm just reading, and she was like, "What? Where are you at? I thought you were sitting on the corner of your bed." I said, "No, I'm driving." She said, you read this word of a baby. I said, she said, get out this lawn. I said, Mom, I can read and drive. She said, no, baby, get out the phone now. That's, you know, when you, as mothers, you already know the child is just short of one broom stick from the, you know. And so she was like, she just be so nice about it. And I had thought about it. She said, baby, you shouldn't be driving and reading on your Facebook page to me.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay, Mom. I. She said, well, go ahead and go to school. When you call me when you get home. I said, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
My mama called me and she said, baby, don't drive and talk to me no more. That's not safe. I said, okay, Mom. I'm going to do something for y'all. I know y'all having too much problems. I know. Y'all listen to WAMRDB, the woman's station, the new looking feel of radio. We got Miss Jana Blackwell, Mr. Monica Fly. Meetings in the ladies' room. Y'all are listening to the woman's station. We'll be right on back, y'all. Yourself, be on your P's and Q's.
Yeah, I like that, girl. Yes, indeed. We're back with Miss Jana Blackwell. That's our artist for the evening here in the meeting in the ladies' room. Tell us about tune setting.
Oh, my. Tune setting. You know, it's funny how you have this writer that looks at your life and digests it through music. And all of those songs touch on things that I was dealing with at the time. And tune setting is one of those things where, you know, there's all kinds of metaphors in it that are opening up my life, if you will. And so, of course, you know, there's things about dating and being a single parent and, you know, being a star on stage and then after you get off stage having to deal with real life issues. And all of those things are, you know, what was going on or still is going on with my life at the time. It is bringing that neo-soul vibe, that writing music. And it's funny because Ken is a hip-hop artist. And the first time that he's written this type of music have been the songs that he's penned on my behalf. And so it's a journey for both of us, a journey for me becoming a recording artist, but also for him becoming a writer of stepping outside of his hip-hop box to write these songs in this genre. And so it was an experience, you know, so...
There you have it.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, that's funky. I can roll on that one. Yes, indeed. You know, what are you going to do? This Sunday is Mother's Day, so what do you have planned for this Sunday?
Well, I was told that I needed to take off work. Now, usually I work on Sundays, so I do have... four beautiful daughters and a son. And each year for Mother's Day, they always do just beautiful things, whether it's making homemade cards or, you know, making a meal. But the biggest thing is, you know, it's beautiful to see, you know, the appreciation of what we do for them in their eyes, all of that love, you know. And so, you know, whatever they decide to do, even if we just sit in the house and just, you know, love on each other, I'm just looking forward to spending that day with them. So it doesn't matter, you know, what we do. It really doesn't. So, you know, I'm just grateful that I have those gifts of two children to be able to look at and love on and just know that, you know, they have my back no matter what. They have my back. And you know, it doesn't take that one day to show us that as mothers. You know, we see that every single day. You know,
every day.
Right now they're as I'm doing this interview, they're in the kitchen preparing dinner because they know that you know, that it takes time to do what I do. And I share the fruits of this labor with them. So, you know, I appreciate their efforts as well. So.
Oh, that's so wonderful.
That's so sweet. You say, that sounds so sweet, but if we was at the bar somewhere, it'd be a whole bunch of different conversations. Some stuff like this. Girl, I can't stand them damn helpers. I get home, ain't nobody wash no damn dishes. That other half ain't cleaned the bathroom. And I had to go back and beat the firm child because that thing ain't paying attention to school. Now I got to get on stage in a few minutes and do this song. And now all of a sudden, my mind ain't right. Y'all done drove me crazy. Okay, fine. I'm going to get on the stage. When I get on the stage, I'm going to get on the stage beating all y'all asses. It sounded nice at first.
Oh,
you ain't talking to somebody who don't know. Trust me. Monica, we had that conversation, Monica. Remember, you know, one minute you're dealing with y'all as artists, y'all deal with so much. They daddy, children, crazy producers. You know, folks not calling in. Then y'all trying to hang out with each other. Then you got the job, and you got the daddies, and you got the kids who are terrorists. They are real terrorists. You know, they are terrorists. Y'all want to act like y'all are always. So when you go to that table, you're going to be like, didn't I tell y'all asses, don't you? Do it. Who was in the big rally pants? Come on, rally pants. I'm telling you now. It wasn't me, DeMonica. It wasn't me riding no pants. You ain't gonna put that on me. That's them kids. Go beat them, Janae. That's it. That's all.
My youngest one, she keeps coming in the door, you know, peeking in. Can I do this? Can I do that? I'm like, wait till I get out the phone, you know. But I'm mouthing,
right.
Wait till I get out. I mean, you know, we all deal with that, you know. But the one thing I do know is that aside from all, I mean, I wouldn't be a mom if I didn't have to go through that on a daily basis. You know, get up, get this up, pick this up. Who's that? Do this, do that. You know, but that's what we do, you know. But at the end of the day, we know why we do it, the reasons why we keep in the line. And you know, what's crazy is I had a conversation with my 19 going on 35-year-old, and she was telling me that, you know, when she was younger, that I was, you know, I was a stricter mom then, you know. And she said, but look how we turned out, you know. And the blessing is being a strict parent and, you know, disciplining your kids is as they get older and you see that discipline and that training that you pumped into them, you see them, you know, blossom into these human beings that that you raised.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And that's the biggest thing. It's like they're making these choices and decisions as they become adults, and you're seeing, you know, your influence on their life, and it's big. You know, it's beautiful thing to see them transition into adulthood and making good choices, and they're still alive and they're not in somebody's jail, and you know, then you know, they're just making good decisions, and that started with that foundation like we were talking about earlier, you know what I mean? And so that's why I can say that yes, I do go through that. Yes, I'm a black mama. Yes, I yell and scream. Yes, I do everything, you know, all of that. I am a stereotypical black mom. But at the end of the day, you know, we have those boundaries. They know how far they can push it, and, you know, it is what it is. You know?
Right.
I just want to say something. I want to read something to you. It's called A Black Woman. In a roundtable discussion about whether reincarnation was really possible, a financially struggling single woman said, I want to come back as a rich white woman's poodle that's pampered and rides around all day in a luxury car. A tired waitress said, I want to come back rich and make a lot of money and be a mega super recording star. The frustrated computer tech said, if I come back, I want to be the president, so I can change a lot of things about this world near and far. Another woman thought about it and said, I don't know if it's possible, but if I can, Lord, please let me come back as a black woman. I want to come back in a mind fierce and sharp, with a spiritual faith that never wavers or doubts. A smile that is warm, a body divine, with honey, cinnamon, and chocolate skin draped in purple and gold, whether young or old. Always have enough money, so the words broke, layaway, overdue, or post-dated check aren't in my vocabulary. I want to be a sister to my sister, a woman wise when choosing my mate or a date. I want to be able to cook greens, barbecue chicken, macaroni cheese, cornbread, peach cobbler, and lemon pound cake. All at the same time. I want to come back a black woman with self-esteem worthy of being treated like a queen by my king. A woman with patience, love, and wisdom for children. A black woman with subscriptions with Essence, Jet, Ebony, Emerge, Black Enterprise, Heart and Soul, and the Wall Street Journal. I want to come back a black woman, at least one great diamond from the motherland on my finger. I want to come back with the quiet courage of Rosa Parks and the voice of Ella Fitzgerald, a political courage of Ida B. Wells, the determination of Harriet Tubman, the spiritual pose of Susan L. Taylor, the business savvy of Oprah Winfrey, the eloquence of Maya Angelou, the author of the best-selling books, as Ivana Van Zant, I want to come back as a black woman who can stay focused on the Lord regardless of circumstances. I want to be saved from the penalty of sin. I want to never let what a person say or does change my demeanor, to be humble, love, and be loved unconditionally. I want the skin to be flawless and soft, eyes of discernment, lips which speak only the truth, hands of gentleness and feet of prosperity. I want to be a lawyer to enforce the laws which man has broken. And if reincarnation is real, please let me come back as a black woman.
I love that.
Ooh, that's nice.
That is.
I like that.
That is nice. Wow, that is wonderful. Yeah, I like that. We got to continue on with that. We got to say that one every week.
Yes.
We really do. Yes, we do. Well, we got to wrap things up this evening. We have the one and only Miss Jana Blackwell in the house that came on the show tonight, did a phenomenal job. Jana, once again, I want to thank you for coming on WAMRDB Meeting in the Ladies Room, and you're welcome anytime to come join us each and every Tuesday. Happy Mother's Day. We're saying the Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there that's listening. And we'd like to thank you once again from WAMRDB Meeting in the Ladies Room, and take us out, Prima, with Jana's last song here. And the latest single, the newest single, That's My Song. Yes, thank you so much. You're welcome. You have a good evening.
Can you hear that playing? That's my song. Myself. Calling up my girls as I head into the nightlife. All work, no play, take heed, better listen. Get that money, don't let it make you. I know what's up, can't play them games. He's choosing, but I'll pay. Been there, done that, so I'm not surprised. Was the top one in my class. Don't hold your breath, cause you might turn blue. Trying to wait on something big. Have a backup plan to ensure yourself, so you know just what to do.
Wait a minute, that's my song. Two steps to the right, one slide to the left.
WAMRDB.